You know how unpredictable the Bitcoin market can be. Prices jump around so fast that it often causes fear among new investors regarding the viability of investing in such an asset. It really makes them question if putting money into something this volatile is even a good idea.
And don't get me started on the news cycle. Headlines frequently alternate between massive crashes and significant rallies, creating a roller coaster experience that questions whether buying Bitcoin is worthwhile when prices seem so unstable. It can feel like riding a wild ride with no brakes.
But here's the thing. Recent data analysis reveals a crucial truth that can simplify all of this. Investors who hold their assets for at least 3 years have a significantly higher probability of locking in substantial returns. There is a reason behind the fear, but there is also a way to navigate it.
That insight is not merely optimistic speculation. It is backed by concrete market analysis regarding Bitcoin's operational cycles. We aren't just guessing here. We are looking at historical patterns.
Exactly. Bitcoin functions on cycles that typically span 4 years, centered around its halving events. These are the natural heartbeat of the asset.
Historically, bull markets tend to follow these halving periods, naturally aligning within a 3 to 4 year window. If you can keep your eyes on the prize during this time, the momentum builds up against you.
By maintaining a holding period through the ups and downs of a cycle, an investor positions themselves to capture that market momentum when it really starts to build. It requires staying power.
Patience is essential because many newcomers enter the market during price dips, expecting an immediate rebound. They want their money back right now, but short-term trading carries significant risk.
I think that's where a lot of people get hurt. Short-term volatility should be viewed as noise rather than a signal for action, especially when compared to long-term growth trends.
That is a vital distinction. Studies consistently demonstrate that even professional traders struggle to beat the index over extended periods. If the pros can't do it easily, why would we expect retail investors to succeed with active trading?
So, for regular folks like us, a simple strategy of accumulating and holding tends to outperform active trading strategies within this specific asset class. It's about trust in the process.
But managing expectations is another critical component of this approach. You have to be realistic. Holding Bitcoin for 3 years does not guarantee a linear price increase. Prices will likely drop at some point during the holding period.
That's the hard truth we need to accept. The key to success is having a pre-established plan that accounts for these fluctuations without triggering panic selling behavior. You have to decide in advance how you handle the dip.
When investors view Bitcoin as a long-term store of value rather than a get-rich-quick scheme, emotional decision-making decreases significantly. It becomes about preserving wealth, not chasing every headline.
This strategy definitely requires discipline. It involves ignoring daily noise on social media and focusing strictly on the investment horizon. It's easier said than done, but it works.
If the goal is significant wealth accumulation over time, patience becomes the most valuable asset available to the investor. You have to be willing to wait for the cycle to complete itself.
While cryptocurrency markets are volatile by nature, historical data suggests that staying the course pays off in the end. It's not about avoiding the drops, it's about surviving them.
The conclusion drawn from this analysis is clear. If you are looking to invest in Bitcoin, consider extending your timeline significantly. Don't rush it.
I think that's the best advice we can give. Hold for at least 3 years to maximize potential returns while effectively navigating the inherent risks of the market. That's how we turn volatility into opportunity.